99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Fancy life. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Horror week here on the show and your ghost stories. 502-571-9970. I will start with you, Shelby. Go ahead.
I want to say I was 12 or 13 years old. I was in middle school at the time, and my first grandfather passed away. And I remember we were all at my grandmother's house. This was right after his funeral, and my grandmother's house is very small. It only has two bathrooms in it total, the main one and then the one connected to her master bedroom.
Okay.
I really had to use the bathroom, but somebody was already in the main one. And I never liked the smaller bathroom, but when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Right.
And I remember very distinctly, I walked into the bathroom and I opened the door, and along the right wall was a window that led to her backyard, and along the back wall was like her bathtub, because it was a really small bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as soon as I opened the door, I saw a silhouette of like a tall man in like a button-down shirt standing right in front of the bathtub. And I don't know for sure if this was, like, the shadow of, like, a tree that I saw, but it looked like the silhouette of my granddad.
Oh.
And I wish I could tell you more, but as soon as I saw it, I slammed the bathroom door and I ran.
Yep. You used the bathroom right in the hall, right there.
Right there. Suddenly, I just have to go. And I remember, like, I ran out into the hall, and nobody was, like, in the hallway, thankfully, so nobody, like, saw me run out with no color in my face. And I never actually told my grandmother about it because I thought it would upset her. So maybe it was a shadow. Maybe it was my granddad. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but it has stuck with you, Shelby, and that is important.
Yes, it has.
Wow, thank you for the story.
Dang. Yeah, no, she did exactly what I would have done. Slam the door and run.
Well, listen, whenever you walk in the bathroom and you notice someone's using it, it's always embarrassing for both parties, right? So it's like, oh, sorry, Grandpa, didn't know you were in here.
Sorry, ghost of Granddad, my bad.
Hey, so do ghosts have to use the restroom
I don't
too?
Think so. I think no. She said he was just standing in front of the bathtub.
I know, he's probably trying to figure out how to work the faucet.
Stop. I think that's a benefit of being a ghost. It's a benefit. You don't have to worry about that anymore.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Ghost stories at 502-571-9970. We got one from, or two, I guess, from Lakeisha, right?
Yes. So Lakeisha said, it was around Christmas. I was staying at a friend's house. I was complimenting him on his tree decor. They had those multicolored flashing lights. He said, well, the lights we bought don't flash. The house ghost must like you.
What?
Suddenly, the lights stop flashing and don't start back until like 3 in the morning. I know that because I was sleeping on the couch.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And here's her second story. She said, I was at a different friend's house, and I was perming my hair. I washed my hair in the kitchen sink, and when I finished, all the cabinet doors in the kitchen were open. So I assumed my friend had come home after searching the house. Nobody was there.
Mm.
I sat in my car until she got there 2 hours later.
Oh, my gosh.
She said, oh, that was our ghost, LOL. Like, have you noticed? Like, most of the people that are telling us these stories, like, their friends who live in the haunted houses are fine with it.
Yeah.
It's just our ghost.
Man, Lakeisha, you must have some sort of attraction to that world.
Yeah, to have like two different experiences in two different houses.
Oh,
yeah.
That is crazy. Great. All right. 502-571-9970. Sharing your ghost stories during Horror Week on 99.7.